Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals, community programs, schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When
everyone.
When everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at OKLetsCount.org or 2020census.gov.
Well, live cattle futures closed yesterday's session with losses of 17 to 45 cents in the 2021 months and $85 to $1.17 in losses in the nearby contracts. At the closing bell, feeders were down 50 to 82 cents in the front months. August feeders expired at 141.97. And the feeder cattle index from August 26th from CME was down 58 cents to 143.02. The front month hog futures closed the day up by 12 to 32 cents. The August 25th CME lean hog index was 26 cents stronger at 56.86. USDA's national average base hog price for the 27th of August was 42.69, down $1.40. The weekly export sales report with data from the week ending August 20th showed 39,443 metric tons of pork as being sold. On the grains, mixed wheat prices overnight with small gains in Minneapolis, while Chicago and Kansas City posted losses after shaking early strength. It's difficult to know for certain what's driving day-to-day price action in wheat, considering the time of year, although seasonal strength does pick up in September. Corn prices a little lower overnight, giving back a small portion of yesterday's rally, but keeping trends firmly up. It would appear likely December corn will attempt to retest the July highs at 363, which could take the rest of the managed fund short to cover in order to accomplish. The record export pace for the 2020-21 marketing year remains the driving force at the moment, along with a large amount of uncertainty in Iowa between drought and derecho damage. On the soybeans, strength across the soy complex overnight with meal leading the way after soybean oil rallied noticeably early in the evening session before giving up almost all of its gains. While soybeans have garnered the lion's share of attention lately, soybean oil remains the strongest leg of the stool, with the December contract working on its sixth higher consecutive close. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, livestock futures, October live cattle down 85, 106.15, December down 117 at 109.35, September feeder cattle down 55, 141.22, October's down 77 cents at 141.15, October hogs up 17, 56.72, Kansas City wheat, September up 10.5, 460 and 3 quarters, December up 11 cents at 472 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, September up 10.5, 542 and a half, December up 11 cents at 550 and 3 quarters, September corn up 3 and 3 quarters, 344 and a quarter. December is up 4 and a quarter at 358 and a half. September soybeans up 17 and 3 quarters at 937 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.